Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Seems a little bit like the NFL has done it again. Although this time it's not spearheaded by the likes of Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport necessarily, who tell you almost always simultaneously, even though they're competitors, what the latest signing is or breaking news is. I feel like the last couple of days have been about uniforms. And last week I spent, was it last week? Bulldog and I were talking about red helmets. We both, you know, appreciated it as a low point. This is July sneaked up on us. This is what happens sometimes where when you're out of ideas, you talk about the clothes. And we did, you know, red helmets. And then Paul came on. I'm like, Paul, red helmets? He's like, no, I wouldn't want that. And one thing, I didn't even think of it at the time, but I liked about the idea of red helmets for the Bills was their throwbacks would look more different. Like the thing about, I don't mean this is a bad thing, but their throwback uniform, Standing Buffalo, maybe a different lighter shade of blue, their uniforms look almost the same. Stripes are different, but they look almost the same. You watch the Steelers or somebody and their uniforms look like costumes, you know, to each his own. But the Bills throwback uniforms going back to the mid 60s, AFL championship teams did not look that different from what they usually wear. If you wore the red helmets, well, you wouldn't have that. So I was eager to, Paul is coming up here. I was eager to talk to Paul about the Chargers because Paul is a big Chargers uniform guy, I think. And they listed or they unveiled a bunch of new variations of their, I like Jeremy's tweet about this today when it came to the Chargers. Like, don't mess with us with uniform changes that are almost indiscernible. Let's have it look different. Let's have it mean something. So I agree with that. And so you have the Chargers, you had Washington yesterday, you had,
and then Tampa today with their 1976 uniforms.
Fine, right. You know, knock yourselves out. Just everything is pretty much, though, what we're used to, I would say. Either it's what you used to wear or it's almost what you used to wear. Washington can't go back all the way to the 80s. We know that. And we'll see what the Bills do because maybe whether it's red helmets or something else, we get some sort of new look from them. All right, Paul, I've put it out there. Let's hope that I'm right about how your feelings. The Chargers uniform is like special to you nostalgically.
Yeah, we're really going to go with all yellow, huh?
Yes, there's all yellow now with the Chargers.
Yeah, yeah, no thank you.
Highlighters.
Yeah. No, I don't like it. Don't like it at all. Even, you know, going back to the dark blue or navy blue or whatever you want to call it. I mean, the powder blue is the best thing for them. I was glad to see they got back to it basically for good. And, I saw the all yellow. I couldn't believe it.
And so for the Bills, I know I asked you last week about the red helmets. Like, you know, you don't have to like red helmets, but at least if they wore red helmets, the throwbacks would look more old-timey. They would look more like, I think, what it used to look like in the 60s than they do when the Bills change from what they currently wear to that, because it's pretty similar.
Yeah, I mean, the standing buffalo white helmet with the red standing buffalo, I mean, to me, that's going back. I mean, to what the Bills used to wear. I mean, if you want to get cute with them, you could always wear that blue helmet that Josh Allen shows up in once a year when the fans come out for practice. But, that's never been worn if you want to do something a little bit different. But, again, I'm more of the traditionalist, and if you're going to go back and do the standing buffalo, that's fine, or the Patriots in their reds with, the Patriot on the helmet or whatever, that's fine.
Love it. Where are you at on the Sabres uniforms, by the way? They've tried a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, we're what they have now. I mean, the blue and gold, I wasn't a fan of the slug. I mean, the slug was just awful. I mean, I know a lot of people grew up with the black uniforms and the goat head, but again, that's not my thing. I didn't grow up with that. To me, the Buffalo Sabres are what we see right now.
Can you remember how you felt? Were you offended when, at the time, the Sabres moved to the then new arena out of the Odd and changed everything about their uniforms? Did that offend you?
Yeah, I mean, again, I understand why teams do it. It's because you're going to make money, because now everybody's got to go out and buy a new jersey. So you do things like that. You change things. You go to black because, well, nobody has the blacks. So now everybody who's a Sabre fan has to go out and get a black jersey. Oh, cool. And then, nobody has the goat head or the slug. So, well, everybody's got to go out and get a jersey. Because now everybody's got a jersey. So you got to do something to get people to the store to buy jerseys because everybody has a jersey right now. So I get where they're coming from there. It's revenue-based.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to Paul, there's no need to ever need to replace anything because he's had the same look for a long time. Always dapper, the fun ties. It's pretty consistent over the years. Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off this week. So, Bowen Byram, Paul, it happens. 2 years, $6.25 million per. I was afraid of a long-term deal because the Sabres seem to always be in this defensive position that they would commit to him for much longer. I'm relieved that that didn't happen. And you like the player more than I do. Is this maybe okay?
I think this is good for both the player and the team. The team gets a chance to see more of him, to see if maybe eventually they want to go long-term with him, see how he meshes, keep him with Dahlin for the season, which works very well for him. And for the player, it's like, all right, well, the GM keeps telling me that we're going to be improving and we're going to do this and the team is on the way up and we're on the cusp of making the playoffs and getting better. And, so he can, play for a year and see what he thinks. See if he decides that, you know what, I do like what I see here. I do like we made the playoffs this year and we got a good young team. And, I got to play 25 minutes a game because I was Dahlin's partner. And, didn't get to play on the power play, but got to play in a lot of big situations. And you know what? maybe I would like to commit to the team. So I think it's good for both sides to get for Bo Byram to see if the Sabres mean what they say as far as what they're doing to become a good – trying to become a good team. And for the Sabres to see, you know, exactly what they have in Bo Byram and if it's something they'd like to commit to long term.
My issue with this player is partly about – and Bulldog and I have sparred on this. Like, why do I need to invest more than almost the minimum on a player to put with Rasmus Dahlin? Isn't that my part of my advantage in having Dahlin is that I shouldn't need to do that? Because when Byram was away from Dahlin last year, it went pretty badly, I thought. So can it be justified that you would spend good money on a partner for Dahlin?
Yeah, because they have the money to do it. I mean, did they overpay for Byram a little bit? Yeah, probably. And it doesn't bother me in the least because they've got money to do it. I mean, right now they have one more player to sign in Timmins as far as it goes against the cap, and you got $7.3, almost $7.4 million to play with. So, and you've already, quote, overpaid for Byram slightly, I would say. But that's kind of when you're the team that hasn't made the playoffs in 14 years. Even when you're dealing with your own people, you may have to overpay. When you re-sign Alex Tuch, you may raise your eyebrows a little bit, you know, because you may say, ooh, that's a little more than I thought you might have to. Otherwise, because to me, Alex Tuch's holding all the cards. So if you want Alex Tuch to stay, if you're the Buffalo Sabres, and you say he's a priority, you may have to spend more than maybe you thought to do it. So that's the... When you're a team that hasn't made the playoffs in 14 years and run way this ownership runs this team, you got to spend a little bit more money to keep players and to bring players in.
So is Byram somebody like this? Is usually what we do when Bills or Sabres somebody is young like this, and you're hopeful, right? Your fingers are crossed. You're hoping that the player can evolve and really help you. He just turned 24 barely a month ago. Is he somebody for you? I mean, there's physical talent here. Is he somebody for you that you'd expect to get better? I mean, I say again, we do that sort of instinctively with guys, but a lot of times they are what they are at this point.
Yeah, sometimes they are. You're right. But, yes, I would expect him to get better. Any player that was 23 years old, I would expect – to be better than what you see. I don't think 23 is the age where you are who you are. It can be, and with some players it has been, but I think there still can be some growth from players who are 23 years old. I mean, once you get to 25, 26 years old, yeah, I agree. I think you are who you are. You might have a outlier year at some point. But you basically, unless you're a goaltender, goaltenders tend to sometimes wait till they're 26, 27 before all of a sudden they hit their stride. But for forwards and defensemen, my age would probably be a little bit older, 25-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, defensemen maybe more than forwards. Would you be a little bit more lenient with defensemen? I know that the data sometimes contradicts that, but it seems like that's conventional wisdom is that I'm thinking about Chara, actually. It's a long time ago, but defensemen needing more time.
Yeah, think of Hedman. You know, think of Carlson. You know, they all you think of Dahlin. What Dahlin was after 3 years or 4 years, and then all of a sudden he hit his stride. Those are all guys who it took 3, 4, you know, year. I don't know if I want to say 5 because I'm not looking back at their numbers right in front of me, but took some time. You know, people were wondering, what do we got here in Hedman? This isn't going well. Then all of a sudden, Hedman became Hedman. Some get it right away. Makar, you didn't have to wait for him. Quinn, out in Vancouver, Quinn Hughes, didn't have to wait for him. You know, some get it right away. But some, even the great ones, it takes a minute for them to really – you know, blossom into something that's really, really good.
In terms of Byram, Paul, like it's only been a couple of weeks, but you had the draft and then free agency and then the what? They go to arbitration. That's what the plan was going to be for a minute there. That was the announcement. And now you have a deal. How close do you think this result is? 2 times 6.25.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
To what the Sabres maybe intended the whole time. Like, the offer sheet was a little bit, you know, not controversial, but it was debated. Just like, what were they saying by, you know, the whole thing Adams went into about, well, we have the money, the offer sheet happens. How much time was there even for that to manifest? And then arbitration and now this. Do you think maybe, I don't want to load the question because you might have a different view of this, but I wonder if this is maybe where they knew they were going to end up.
I don't know if they knew they were going to end up, but I behind closed doors, I don't think they're unhappy that they got 2 years from him. And they still may be trading him. All this does is, at least when you're trading to somebody, they know what they're getting as far as financially. They know what they're going to have to pay for the next couple of years. If so, I mean, it doesn't mean that he can't be traded or won't be traded still won't try to be traded. But I think all arbitration was, period, is to take the offer sheet off the table. You know, so some team wouldn't come in. They could handle it if some team did that, but they didn't want to have to handle it. They didn't want to pay him some huge amount. To keep him that an offer sheet. So I think that's all it was, is just to take the offer sheet off the table. Now let's negotiate.
Right.
Let's talk, or let's find a trade, or let's, you know, do both. Let's get a contract signed. Maybe find a trade. Maybe play a year and see where everybody's at after a year. And then for the Sabres, it's a 2-year deal. So after 1 year, you pretty much got to make a decision. Either, you know what, we like this player, we still like this player, and we want to go long-term with him. After July 1st, you can you know, negotiate with him, or trade him like you did Sam Reinhart, who had one more year before unrestricted free agency. And it got to a point where Sam told the Sabres, and it was nice of him to do that, but I'm not resigning, period. I will play that 1 year for you that I have to. I'll do the best I can for you, and then I'm leaving. So they wound up trading him. So, you know, that could be Byram. He may tell them, nah, I gave it one more year. It's not what I was thinking. And once I hit unrestricted free agency, I'm not going to come back. So that would give the Sabres a year then to make a trade and you know, rid themselves of the player.
Of course, Paul, it very much remains to be seen whether this will work out for Reinhart. whether the old gambit worked out for him to essentially force his way out. We don't know yet.
He went through three general managers and other people were getting long-term contracts. He's playing very well. Numbers would have bared that out. And he doesn't get a long-term contract offer. And so I don't blame him at all. Why would he stay when you're disrespected like that? Did it come from the owner I don't know. But all I know is he never was given a long-term contract offer. Now, I think Adams was ready to do it, and Sam just said, you know what? No. I've done everything I could on the ice for this group, and it hasn't been good enough. I'm sorry. I'm going to take off.
Now, well,
I don't know if that was owner-generated. I don't know how it was generated, but it was three different general managers who never did that for him.
This is clearly a major disadvantage that the Sabres are facing right now, and they've even admitted it, is the player is going to get the money. The lifestyle point, they're young, chances of winning. Really, the deck is kind of stacked against the Sabres in situations like this. So while Kevin Adams, for me, has made missteps, and even at press conferences he's done so, I mean, I can appreciate what the challenge is, which is when you get a player like that, trying to convince them that this is where they should want to be is tough.
And Jack Eichel decided he wanted to be traded long before the Sabres said anything about his surgery.
Yeah.
He had already decided and asked to be traded. And then all of a sudden the surgery thing came up, and I think it was my opinion. I think the owner just said, you know what? I did everything. I made you captain when I shouldn't have. I gave you a long-term contract for a lot of money, and this is the thanks I get? Why don't you go hang out at home for a while? That's my opinion. I don't know that as fact, but that's my opinion, and I think that's why it took so long for him to find a new home.
Well, again, it very much remains to be seen whether things will work out for Eichel. I mean, that's obviously still it's way too early to make that call. All right, enough sarcasm. So now it's July 15th. Byram is not traded yet, not offer sheeted, anything. Like, there's no holdout. This is done for the time being. Do they have enough scoring? Paterka's gone. What's here that's been brought in to account for that? I don't know. I think it's probably fair. It's probably safe to assume there won't be much more action here in the next 2 months even. But what's needed?
Well, they've needed a top six forward for this is the third offseason in a row, and this general manager has failed to do it. And now he needs two because he's traded one. Now, he's filled some other holes by trading one, which I think is good. With Kesselring, I think he's going to be great for Owen Power. I think fans are going to like him. They got better in their number six defenseman. They had a number six defenseman who just turned the puck over constantly and took dumb penalties.
Clifton.
You know, so I think they've even improved there. But to do that, now you've left another hole in your top six forwards. Right now, who are your top six forwards? Benson and Quinn. Well, those are the two spots I'm telling you that should not be top six forwards, and that's where, you know, they failed. But at the end of the day, Mike, it doesn't matter if they have a top six forward. It doesn't matter if they've gotten, you know, if you really like their defense or whatever. If they don't get big saves at big times, which they didn't get last year, they're not going anywhere. It won't matter whether they make this trade or if they get the top six forward or if they get goals or are sixth in the league in goal scoring or if their power play improved like they did in the last 23 games and they were ninth in the league at the time. None of it matters. If you can't get a big save from your goaltenders, you are not winning, period. And that remains to be seen if that's going to happen.
I'll take 92% of the saves no matter when for me, but we've gone around and around on that over the years. Tonight is the All-Star Game, Paul, Major League Baseball. Are you an All-Star Game guy?
If I'm around, I watch it. Or have it on. I mean, it's better than some of the other All-Star games, like the Pro Bowl, where it got to a point where people just stood up and didn't even move. You know, there was just nothing going on. This is, of All-Star games, this is probably the best, well, not probably, in my opinion, is the best one. I was glad to see they're going to wear their regular uniforms again. I couldn't stand some of these uniforms.
Oh, is that right?
The All-Star, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I saw that somewhere.
You're probably right. I peeked at it yesterday before Home Run Derby, and they had special jerseys yesterday. Yeah. I didn't think about the.
I didn't like that. I would have. I would prefer they'd been in their regular jerseys, but I hope they. I'm pretty sure they are going to be back in their regular jerseys for the game, and I do like that a lot. So.
Now, Paul, there was a Pirates jersey that was all yellow. So hopefully that's okay. If the Pirates end up tonight, and this is back in the 70s, but there was a Pirates jersey. I bring the Chargers back up, but there was a Pirates jersey that was all yellow, like top to bottom.
Have the Orioles ever worn all orange?
They had an orange jersey, even in that World Series, 79. They had an orange jersey.
Pants and everything.
Don't know. I don't think so. Black pants, you know, the kind of uniform that would look like a softball uniform.
Yeah, I've seen them all in all black, but I was trying to remember if they had ever worn all orange.
I don't remember orange pants. I have orange pants.
I know the Oakland A's did not wear all yellow. They had yellow jerseys and green jerseys and
white, yeah.
White and all sorts of different ones, but I don't ever remember them being in all yellow. The Pirates, yes, I guess they have been.
Mm-hmm.
Now you mention it.
Mm-hmm.
We
just don't want to see it from the Chargers, is the bottom line here.
Not in the least.
I have orange pants. You know this.
Yes, you do. I forgot about that.
But I do not wear them with an orange shirt.
The Buffalo Braves wore all orange.
The Braves.
Orange shorts and orange jerseys.
And then they were canceled. That's what happened. That's the story of the Braves.
Jerseys. They went to powder blue. And again, I wasn't real happy with that. I got to like those orange jerseys, and then next thing you know, I see Bob McAdoo in powder blue, and no.
You like what's already been sort of established as this team's identity and color scheme, and this is what we're going to do, and change is, you know, disruptive.
Yeah, I mean, and I think I've told you this before. I think as a kid, when I decided what teams I liked, I went with the jerseys. I think. You know, I as a kid liked the Chicago Blackhawks. Well, I went towards the jersey. I liked the San Diego Chargers. I liked the jersey. I will say I became a Yankee fan before when they were not good. They were in last place, I believe, when I became a Yankee fan when I was very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I liked, you know, their insignia and their jerseys and everything. So I think I was more towards jerseys as a kid, and those were the teams that I tended to like.
Makes sense. Paul, you
Expos,
better.
I did like the Expos on the as a National League East team. I love the Expos hats.
You better get that, Paul. I've kept you for too long. Thanks for
That's
your time.
Okay. No, I don't answer my phone. I let it go to voicemail because most of it's spam.
Anyway. No one does. Anyway, thank you, Paul.
Take care.
Paul's appearances on WGR are brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Next, Evan Silva from Establish the Run. Mike Shope here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.